Discipline Delivered: Why the 2026 Budget Matters. Malcolm Charles, Fixed Income Portfolio Manager, and Jaco van Tonder, Advisor Services Director at 91. South Africa's 2026 budget may well be remembered as the moment fiscal credibility moved from aspiration to evidence. After years in which investors braced for slippage, surprise spending and rising debt ratios, this year's budget delivered something different: restraint, realism and a clear commitment to consolidation. At a time when some feared an election-style giveaway, National Treasury chose discipline instead. For bond markets, for advisors, investors and households, that matters. Fiscal discipline, not fiscal drama. The defining feature of this budget is not a single line item, but the absence of excess. Expenditure has been held exactly where Treasury indicated it would be. After more than a decade in which spending overruns became routine, this consistency signals a return to institutional discipline. There was no late-stage splurge, no opportunistic expansion of programs, and no new bailout cycle for state-owned enterprises. The policy of tough love continues. On the revenue side, collections have been supported by stronger commodity prices, with roughly R20 billion in additional revenue this fiscal year. Crucially, this windfall has not been used to justify higher spending. Nor has Treasury built optimistic commodity assumptions into the outer years. The message is clear: temporary gains should not fund permanent commitments. As a result, the previously signalled R20 billion tax increase has been withdrawn. That decision alone speaks volumes about the improved fiscal footing. Debt stabilisation, from promise to probability. Perhaps the most important anchor for markets is the debt trajectory. Gross debt to GDP is now expected to peak at around 79% this year before beginning a gradual decline. That turning point has long been anticipated. This budget makes it plausible. Supporting that outlook is a sustained primary surplus, now the third consecutive year, with further surpluses projected over the medium term. In simple terms, government is collecting more than it spends before interest costs. That is the foundation of debt stabilization. Borrowing requirements reflect this progress. Weekly government bond issuance has been reduced again, down to roughly R3.5 billion per auction from the much higher levels seen post-COVID, when issuance exceeded R6.5 billion per week. Lower supply, combined with improved fiscal credibility, is a powerful combination for the bond market. The market response was decisive. Bond yields rallied sharply following the speech, with long-dated bonds outperforming shorter maturities. That outperformance reflects renewed confidence in the long-term fiscal outlook, not just short-term relief. For the first time in several years, investors appear willing to price in policy consistency. Growth, confidence as a catalyst. Fiscal repair on its own does not generate growth, but it creates the conditions for it. By withdrawing the proposed tax increases and allowing inflationary adjustments to tax brackets, Treasury has delivered meaningful relief to households. Combined with prior interest rate cuts, combined with the prospect of further easing later this year, it injects additional spending power into the economy. Importantly, the estimated R20 billion in fiscal drag relief flows directly into taxpayers' pockets. That boost to disposable income supports consumption, confidence and, potentially, investment. South Africa has been stuck in a low-growth environment for too long. While structural reform remains essential, a stable fiscal anchor changes the psychology. A 2% growth rate, once dismissed as optimistic, now looks achievable rather than aspirational. A constructive backdrop for fixed income. From an investment perspective, this budget reinforces a constructive medium-term view on South African fixed income. We entered the year positioned for improving fiscal dynamics, with an overweight allocation to government bonds, particularly at the longer end of the curve. The budget outcome validated that stance. That said, markets rarely move in straight lines. Following the sharp rally in yields, we have prudently taken some profit, while remaining overweight. Discipline applies in portfolio management as much as in fiscal policy. We are also mindful that risks are increasingly global rather than domestic. With the rand having strengthened substantially against the US dollar, we have begun rebuilding modest foreign currency exposure as a hedge against potential geopolitical or global growth shocks. The key shift is psychological. For the first time in a while, our primary concern is not South Africa-specific fiscal risk, but global uncertainty. Practical implications for advisors and investors. Beyond markets, this budget offers tangible opportunities for financial planning. Several tax measures are particularly noteworthy. The annual tax-free savings account contribution limit increases from R36,000 to R46,000, the first adjustment in 6 years. The tax-deductible cap on retirement fund contributions rises from R350,000 to R430,000 for the first time since 2016. The single discretionary offshore allowance increases from R1 million to R2 million. Capital gains tax annual exclusions rise from R40,000 to R50,000, with higher exclusions in the year of death and on the sale of a primary residence. Personal income tax brackets have been adjusted, reducing effective tax burdens modestly relative to inflation. Taken together, these measures create room for improved long-term savings outcomes. For advisors, this is a moment to re-engage clients. Additional disposable income should not quietly dissolve into higher consumption. Redirected into retirement savings, tax-efficient vehicles, and disciplined investment plans, it can materially improve financial resilience. Confidence cycles are powerful. When fiscal credibility improves, borrowing costs fall. When borrowing costs fall, private investment becomes more viable. When growth improves, revenue strengthens further, reinforcing the fiscal position. That virtuous circle has been elusive. It now feels within reach. Reform is a habit, not a headline. Budgets are annual events. Credibility is cumulative. The 2026 budget does not solve all of South Africa's structural challenges. It does, however, demonstrate policy consistency, institutional maturity, and a clear prioritization of long-term stability over short-term popularity. Markets have responded positively because the direction of travel is credible. For investors, the message is steady and measured. Remain disciplined, stay diversified, and avoid complacency. For advisors, the opportunity is to harness renewed optimism into structured action. South Africa's fiscal story is not yet finished, but for the first time in many years, it is firmly moving in the right direction. Ends. Author: at Malcolm Charles, 91 plus posts. Bio: at Malcolm Charles, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Is South Africa back on track? At Malcolm Charles, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. A few more hurdles to clear in fixed income markets. At Jacko van Tonder, 91 plus posts. Bio: at Jacko van Tonder, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Two pot reforms, implications for financial planners. At Jacko van Tonder, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Rethinking retirement solutions in South Africa. At Jacko van Tonder, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Advisor firm consolidations and acquisitions. Learning from the UK experience. Share on your socials.